Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. X Risk Analysis for AI Research, authored 2022 by Dan Hendrikes, Mantas Mazaika. Dan Hendrikes, UC Berkeley. Abstract: Artificial intelligence, AI, has the potential to greatly improve society, but as with any powerful technology, it comes with heightened risks and responsibilities. Current AI research lacks a systematic discussion of how to manage long-tail risks from AI systems, including speculative long-term risks. Keeping in mind the potential benefits of AI, there is some concern that building ever more intelligent and powerful AI systems could eventually result in systems that are more powerful than us. Some say this is like playing with fire and speculate that this could create existential risks, X risks. To add precision and ground these discussions, we provide a guide for how to analyze AI X risk, which consists of three parts. First, we review how systems can be made safer today, drawing on time-tested concepts from hazard analysis and system safety that have been designed to steer large processes in safer directions. Next, we discuss strategies for having long-term impacts on the safety of future systems. Finally, we discuss a crucial concept in making AI systems safer by improving the balance between safety and general capabilities. We hope this document and the presented concepts and tools serve as a useful guide for understanding how to analyze AI risk. 1. Introduction: Artificial intelligence, AI, has opened up new frontiers in science and technology. Recent advances in AI research have demonstrated the potential for transformative impacts across many pursuits, including biology, reference 64, mathematics, reference 56, visual art, reference 59, coding, reference 15, and general game playing, reference 60. By amplifying and extending the intelligence of humans, AI is a uniquely powerful technology with high upsides. However, as with any powerful technology, it comes with heightened risks and responsibilities. To bring about a better future, we have to actively steer AI in a beneficial direction and engage in proactive risk management. Substantial effort is already directed at improving the safety and beneficence of current AI systems. From deepfake detection to autonomous vehicle reliability, researchers actively study how to handle current AI risks and take these risks very seriously. However, current risks are not the only ones that require attention. In the intelligence and defense communities, it is common to also anticipate future risks which are not yet present but could eventually become important. Additionally, as the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrates, tail risks that are rare yet severe should not be ignored, reference 62. Proactiveness and preparedness are highly valuable, even for low-probability novel tail risks, and scientists would be remiss not to contemplate or analyze tail risks from AI. Preparing for tail events is not overly pessimistic, but rather prudent. Some argue that tail risks from future AI systems could be unusually high, in some cases even constituting an existential risk, X risk, one that could curtail humanity's long-term potential, reference 51. Views on this topic fall across the spectrum. However, it is clear that building continually stronger AI systems at least amplifies existing risks, such as weaponization and disinformation at scale. Assuming continued progress, there is a distinct possibility of eventually building AIs that exceed human intelligence, which could usher in a new age of innovation but also create many new risks. While X risk from AI is primarily future-oriented and often thought low probability, with some current estimates in the single digits over the next century, reference 13, 29, there is still substantial value in proactively gaining clarity on the risks and taking the anticipated hazards seriously. Mantas Mazaika, UIUC. Much research on AI safety is motivated by reducing X risk, reference 33. However, the literature currently lacks a grounded discussion of risk and tends to rely on a form of inchoate hazard analysis. We address this gap by providing a guide that introduces new concepts to understand and analyze AI X risk. In the main paper, we build up to discussing how to make strong AI systems safer by covering three key topics: how to make systems safer, how to make future systems safer, and finally how to make future AI systems safer. Specifically, in the first section we provide an overview of concepts from contemporary risk analysis and system safety. These concepts have withstood the test of time across dozens of industries to enable the safe operation of diverse, high-risk complex systems without catastrophes, reference 46.55. Second, armed with a robust understanding of risk, we examine how today's research can have a long-term impact on the development of safe AI, even though the future is far away and uncertain. Third, We discuss how naive attempts to advance AI safety can backfire. To avoid this unintended consequence, we conclude the main paper by discussing how to improve the overall safety of AI systems by improving the balance between safety and capabilities. To further orient new AIX risk researchers, we provide auxiliary background materials in the appendix. In Appendix A, we expand our discussion by elaborating on speculative hazards and failure modes that are commonplace concepts in AIX risk discussions. In Appendix B, we then describe concrete empirical research directions that aim to address the aforementioned hazards and failure modes. This culminates in X-Risk Sheets, Appendix C, a new risk analysis tool to help researchers perform X-Risk analysis of their safety research papers. We hope this document serves as a guide to safety researchers by clarifying how to analyze X-Risks from AI systems and helps stakeholders and interested parties with evaluating and assessing X-Risk research contributions. Even though these risks may be low probability and future-oriented, we should take them seriously and start building in safety early. 2. Background AI Risk Concepts 2.1 General Risk Analysis. To help researchers improve the safety of future AI systems, we provide a basic vocabulary and overview of concepts from general risk analysis. As with risks in many safety-critical systems, risks from strong AI can be better understood and managed with these concepts and tools, which have withstood the test of time across dozens of industries and applications. In particular, we cover basic terminology, discuss a risk decomposition, provide a precise model of reliability, describe safe design principles, and discuss the contemporary system's view of safety. Throughout this guide, at the end of each section, we provide a concrete example in which we apply these concepts to analyze an AI research direction. Definitions. A hazard is a source of danger with the potential to harm. Reference 5.4.6. An inherent hazard is a hazard that is inherently or characteristically posed by a system, such as hazardous materials in a chemical plant. Reference 42. A systemic hazard is a hazard from the broader socio-technical system or social factors such as safety culture and management. Exposure is the extent to which elements, e.g., people, property, systems, are subjected or exposed to hazards. Vulnerability indicates susceptibility to the damaging effects of hazards, or a factor or process that increases susceptibility to the damaging effects of hazards. A threat is a hazard with intent to exploit a vulnerability. A failure mode is a particular way a system might fail. A tail risk is a low-probability risk that can carry large consequences. For completeness, an existential risk or X-risk is a risk that can permanently curtail humanity's long-term potential. Reference 51.9. Risk equation. A decomposition of a risk from a given hazard can be captured by the notional equation risk hazard X exposure times vulnerability, where hazard means hazard severity and prevalence, and X merely indicates interaction. These specify risks from a particular hazard, and they can be aggregated as an expected risk by weighting with hazard probabilities. To illustrate this decomposition, the risk of chemical leaks from an industrial plant can be reduced by using less dangerous chemicals, reducing the hazard, building the plant far from populated areas, reducing exposure, and providing workers with protective clothing, reducing vulnerability. Similarly, the risk of being in a car crash can be reduced by driving slower, reducing the hazard, driving on less dangerous roads, reducing exposure, or wearing a seatbelt, reducing vulnerability. In cyber equals nines of reliability. A helpful model for understanding reliability is the nines of reliability, reference 63. An event with a success probability P has K nines of reliability, where K is defined as K equals log 10, 1 P. Hence if P 90%, K equals 1, and if P equals 99.99%, K equals 4. For real-world systems, it is impossible to reach total reliability and zero risk due to the presence of adversaries, long tails, emergence, and unknown unknowns. However, one can continue increasing nines of reliability to approach ideal safety. In many settings, there is a sufficient level of reliability past which risks are acceptable. However, this is not the case for existential risks, because they threaten permanent failure and thus cannot be tolerated even once. This qualitative distinction between existential risk and normal risk highlights the importance of continually increasing nines of reliability for systems that create existential risk. Simplistically supposing a Poisson process for an existential catastrophe, adding 1 nine of reliability corresponds to a 10 times reduction in the probability of permanent failure, resulting in a 10 times longer civilizational lifetime on average. Thus, increasing nines of reliability produces high value and does not suffer steeply diminishing returns. Equals 3 self-reinforcing processes, butterfly effects, microscale-macroscale dynamics, emergent properties, and so on. requiring that researchers establish a direct link from their work to a failure mode erroneously and implicitly requires stories with linear causality and excludes nonlinear, remote, or indirect causes, reference 47. Backward chaining from the failure mode to the root cause, and representing failures as an endpoint in a chain of events unfortunately leaves out many crucial causal factors and processes. Rather than determine what event or component is the root cause, ultimately responsible for a failure, in complex systems it is more fruitful to ask how various factors contributed to a failure, reference 16. In short, safety is far from just a matter of directly addressing failure modes, reference 55, 44. Safety is an emergent property, reference 46, of a complex socio-technical system comprised of many interacting, interdependent factors that can directly or indirectly cause system failures. Researchers aware of contemporary hazard analysis could discuss how their work bears on these crucial indirect causes or diffuse contributing factors, even if their work does not fix a specific failure mode directly. We now describe many of these contributing factors. Safety culture describes attitudes and beliefs of system creators toward safety. Safety culture is the most important to fix if we want to prevent future accidents, reference 45. A separate factor is safety feature costs. Reducing these costs makes future system designers more likely to include additional safety features. The aforementioned safe design principles can diffusely improve safety in numerous respects. Improved monitoring tools can reduce the probability of alarm fatigue and operators ignoring warning signs. Similarly, a reduction in inspection and preventative maintenance can make failures more likely. Safety team resources is a critical factor, which consists of whether a safety team exists, headcount, the amount of allotted compute, dataset collection budgets, and so on. A field's incentive structure is an additional factor, such as whether people are rewarded for improving safety, even if it does not advance capabilities. Leadership epistemics describes to the level of awareness, prudence, or wisdom of leaders or the quality of an organization's collective intelligence. Productivity pressures and competition pressures can lead teams to cut corners on safety, ignore troubling signs, or race to the bottom. Finally, social pressures and rules and regulations often help retroactively address failure modes and incentivize safer behavior. An example socio-technical control structure is in Figure 1, illustrating the complexity of modern socio-technical systems and how various systemic factors influence safety. Application. Anomaly detection. To help concretize our discussion, we apply the various concepts in this section to anomaly detection. Anomaly detection helps identify hazards such as novel failure modes, and it helps reduce an operator's exposure to hazards. Anomaly detection can increase the nines of reliability of a system by detecting unusual system behavior before the system drifts into a more hazardous state. Anomaly detection helps provide defense in depth since it can be layered with other safety measures, and it can trigger a fail-safe when models encounter unfamiliar, highly uncertain situations. For socio-technical systems, improved anomaly detectors can reduce the prevalence of alarm fatigue, automate aspects of problem reports and change reports, reduce safety feature costs, and make inspection and preventative maintenance less costly. 2.2. AI risk analysis. Existential risks from strong AI can be better understood using tools from general risk analysis. Here, we discuss additional considerations and analysis tools specific to AI risk. Safety research decomposition. Research on AI safety can be separated into four distinct areas: robustness, monitoring, alignment, and systemic safety. Robustness research enables withstanding hazards, including adversaries, unusual situations, and black swans, reference 62. Monitoring research enables identifying hazards, including malicious use, hidden model functionality, and emergent goals and behaviors. Alignment research seeks to make AI systems less hazardous by focusing on hazards such as power-seeking tendencies, dishonesty, or hazardous goals. Systemic safety research seeks to reduce system-level risks, such as malicious applications of AI and poor epistemics. These four research areas constitute high-level safety research priorities that can provide defense in depth against AI risks, reference 33. We can view these areas of AI safety research as tackling different components of the risk equation for a given hazard. Risk vulnerability times exposure times hazard. Robustness reduces vulnerability. Monitoring reduces exposure to hazards. Alignment reduces the prevalence and severity of inherent model hazards. And systemic safety reduces systemic risks by decreasing vulnerability, exposure, and hazard variables. The equals scope levels. Drawing from reference 19, 33, risks from strong AI can be separated into three scopes. First, AI system risks concern the ability of an individual AI system to operate safely. Examples of AI system risks include anomalies, adversaries, and emergent functionality. Operational risks concern the ability of an organization to safely operate an AI system during deployment. Examples of operational risks include alarm fatigue, model theft, competitive pressures that undervalue safety, and lack of safety culture. Institutional and societal risks concern the ability of global society or institutions that decisively affect AI systems to operate in an efficient, informed, and prudent way. Examples of institutional and societal risks include an AI arms race, incentives for creating AI weapons or using AI to create weapons. Speculative hazards and failure modes. Numerous speculative hazards and failure modes contribute to existential risk from strong AI. Weaponization is common for high-impact technologies. Malicious actors could repurpose AI to be highly destructive, and this could be an on-ramp to other X risks. Even deep RL methods and ML-based drug discovery have been successful in pushing the boundaries of aerial combat and chemical weapons, reference 18, 66, respectively. Enfeeblement can occur if know-how erodes by delegating increasingly many important functions to machines. In this situation, humanity loses the ability to self-govern and becomes completely dependent on machines, not unlike scenarios in the film WALL-E. Similarly, eroded epistemics would mean that humanity could have a reduction in rationality due to a deluge of misinformation or highly persuasive, manipulative AI systems. Proxy misspecification is hazardous because strong AI systems could over-optimize and game faulty objectives, which could mean systems aggressively pursue goals and create a world that is distinct from what humans value. Value lock-in could occur when our technology perpetuates the values of a particular powerful group, or it could occur when groups get stuck in a poor equilibrium that is robust to attempts to get unstuck. Emergent functionality could be hazardous because models demonstrate unexpected, qualitatively different behavior as they become more competent, reference 26, 57. So loss of control becomes more likely when new capabilities or goals spontaneously emerge. Deception is commonly incentivized, and smarter agents are more capable of succeeding at deception. We can be less sure of our models if we fail to find a way to make them assert only what they hold to be true. Power-seeking behavior in AI is a concern because power helps agents pursue their goals more effectively, reference 65, and there are strong incentives to create agents that can accomplish a broad set of goals. Therefore, agents tasked with accomplishing many goals have instrumental incentives to acquire power, but this could make them harder to control, reference 13. These concepts are visualized in Figure 2, and we extend this discussion in Appendix A5 application, Anomaly Detection. To help concretize our discussion, we apply the various concepts in this section to anomaly detection. We first note that anomaly detection is a core function of monitoring. In the short term, anomaly detection reduces AI system risks and operational risks. It can help detect when misspecified proxies are being over-optimized or gamed. It can also help detect misuse such as weaponization research or emergent functionality, and in the future it could possibly help detect AI deception. Three long-term impact strategies. While we have discussed important concepts and principles for making systems safer, how can we make strong AI systems safer given that they are in the future? More generally, how can one affect the future in a positive direction, given that it is far away and uncertain? People influence future decades in a variety of ways, including furthering their own education, saving for retirement decades in advance, raising children in a safe environment, and so on. Collectively, humans can also improve community norms, enshrine new rights, and counteract anticipated environmental catastrophes. Thus, while all details of the future are not yet known, there are successful strategies for generally improving long-term outcomes without full knowledge of the future. Likewise, even though researchers do not have access to strong AI, they can perform research to reliably help improve long-term outcomes. In this section, we discuss how empirical researchers can help shape the processes that will eventually lead to strong AI systems and steer them in a safer direction. In particular, researchers can improve our understanding of the problem, improve safety culture, build in safety early, increase the cost of adversarial behavior, and prepare tools and ideas for use in times of crisis. Improve field understanding and safety culture. Performing high-quality research can influence our field's understanding and set precedents. High-quality datasets and benchmarks concretize research goals, make them tractable, and spur large community research efforts. Other research can help identify infeasible solutions or dead ends, or set new directions by identifying new hazards and vulnerabilities. At the same time, safety concerns can become normalized and precedents can become time-tested and standardized. These second-order effects are not secondary considerations but are integral to any successful effort toward risk reduction. Build in safety early. Many early internet protocols were not designed with safety and security in mind. Since safety and security features were not built in early, the internet remains far less secure than it could have been, and we continue to pay large continuing costs as a consequence. Aggregating findings from the development of multiple technologies, a report for the Department of Defense, reference 24, estimates that approximately 75% of safety-critical decisions occur early in a system's development. Consequently, working on safety early can have founder effects. Moreover, incorporating safety features late in the design process is at times simply infeasible, leaving system developers no choice but to deploy without important safety features. In less extreme situations, retrofitting safety features near the end of a system's development imposes higher costs compared to integrating safety features earlier. Improve cost-benefit variables. Future decision-makers directing AI system development will need to decide which and how many safety features to include. These decisions will be influenced by a cost-benefit analysis. Researchers can decrease the capabilities costs of safety features and increase their benefits by doing research today. In addition to decreasing safety feature costs, researchers can also increase the cost of undesirable adversarial behavior. Today and in the future, adversarial humans and adversarial artificial agents, reference 28, attempt to exploit vulnerabilities in machine learning systems. Removing vulnerabilities increases the cost necessary to mount an attack. Increasing costs makes adversaries less likely to attack, makes their attacks less potent, and can impel them to behave better. Driving up the cost of adversarial behavior is a long-term strategy, since it can be applied to safeguard against powerful adversaries, including hypothetical strong AI optimizers. For example, the military and information assurance communities face powerful adversaries and often work to increase the cost of adversarial behavior. In this way, cost-benefit analysis can comport with security from worst-case situations and adversarial forces. Additionally, this framework is more realistic than finding perfect safety solutions, as increasing costs to undesirable behavior recognizes that risk cannot entirely be eliminated. In summary, we can progressively reduce vulnerabilities in future AI systems to better defend against future adversaries. 6. Prepare for crises. In times of crisis, decisive decisions must be made. The decisions made during such a highly impactful, highly variable period can result in a turning point towards a better outcome. For this reason, a Nobel Prize economist, reference 23, wrote, "Only a crisis, actual or perceived, produces real change. When that crisis occurs, the actions that are taken depend on the ideas that are lying around. That, I believe, is our basic function, to develop alternatives, to keep them alive and available until the politically impossible becomes the politically inevitable." Similarly, Benjamin Franklin wrote that "an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." The upshot of both of these views is that proactively creating and refining safety methods can be highly influential. Work today can influence which trajectory is selected during a crisis, or it can have an outsized impact in reducing a catastrophe's severity. Prioritize by importance, neglectedness, and tractability on the margin. Since there are many problems to work on, researchers will need to prioritize. Clearly important problems are useful to work on, but if the problem is crowded, a researcher's expected marginal impact is lower. Furthermore, if researchers can hardly make progress on a problem, the expected marginal impact is again lower. Three factors that affect prioritization include importance, neglectedness, and tractability. By importance, we mean the amount of risk reduced, assuming substantial progress. A problem is more important if it is an X risk and greatly influences many, not just one, existential failure modes. By neglectedness, we mean the extent to which a problem is relatively underexplored. A problem is more likely to be neglected if it is related to human values that are neglected by the maximization of economic preferences, e.g., meaning, equality, etc., is out of the span of most researchers' skill sets, primarily helps address rare but highly consequential black swans, addresses diffuse externalities, primarily addresses far future concerns, or is not thought respectable or serious. Finally, by tractability, we mean the amount of progress that would likely be made on the problem assuming additional resources. A problem is more likely to be tractable if it has been concretized by measurable benchmarks and if researchers are demonstrating progress on those benchmarks. Application. Anomaly detection. To help concretize our discussion, we apply the various concepts in this section to anomaly detection. Anomaly detection is a concrete measurable problem, which can improve safety culture and the field's understanding of hazards such as unknown unknowns. As anomaly detection for deep learning began several years ago, there has been an attempt to build in safety early. Consequently, this has led to more mature anomaly detection techniques than would have existed otherwise, thereby improving the benefit variables of the safety feature. Consequently, in a future time of crisis or a pivotal event, anomaly detection methods could be simple and reliable enough for inclusion in regulation. Last, anomaly detection's importance is high, and neglectedness and tractability are similar to other safety research avenues, see Appendix B. For safety capabilities balance, we discussed how to improve the safety of future systems in general. However, an additional concept needed to analyze future risks from AI in particular is the safety capabilities balance, without which there has been much confusion about how to unmistakably reduce X risks. First, we discuss the association of safety and capabilities and distinguish the two. Then we discuss how well-intentioned pursuits towards safety can have unintended consequences, giving concrete examples of safety research advancing capabilities and vice versa. To avoid future unintended consequences, we propose that researchers demonstrate that they improve the balance between safety and capabilities. As a preliminary, we note that general capabilities relates to concepts such as a model's accuracy on typical tasks, sequential decision-making abilities in typical environments, reasoning abilities on typical problems, and so on. Due to the no free lunch theorem, reference 68, we do not mean all mathematically definable tasks. Intelligence can help or harm safety. Models that are made more intelligent could more easily avoid failures and act more safely. At the same time, models of greater intelligence could more easily act destructively or be directed maliciously. Similarly, a strong AI could help us make wiser decisions and help us achieve a better future, but loss of control is also a possibility. Raw intelligence is a double-edged sword and is not inextricably bound to desirable behavior. For example, it is well known that moral virtues are distinct from intellectual virtues. An agent that is knowledgeable, inquisitive, quick-witted, and rigorous is not necessarily honest, just, power-averse, or kind, reference 2, 39, 3. Consequently, we want our models to have more than just raw intelligence. Side effects of optimizing safety metrics. Attempts to endow models with more than raw intelligence can lead to unintended consequences. In particular, attempts to pursue safety agendas can sometimes hasten the onset of AI risks. For example, suppose that a safety goal is concretized through a safety metric, and a researcher tries to create a model that improves that safety metric. In Figure 3, the researcher could improve on model A just by improving the safety metric, model B, or by advancing the safety metric and general capabilities simultaneously, model C. In the latter case, the researcher improved general capabilities and as a side effect has increased model intelligence, which we have established has a mixed impact on safety. We call such increases capabilities externalities, shown in Figure 3. This is not to suggest capabilities are bad or good per se, they can help or harm safety and will eventually be necessary for helping humanity reach its full potential. Examples of capabilities right-pointing arrow safety goals. We now provide concrete examples to illustrate how safety and general capabilities are associated. Self-supervised learning can increase accuracy and data efficiency, but it can also improve various safety goals in robustness and monitoring, reference 36. Pre-training makes models more accurate and extensible, but it also improves various robustness and monitoring goals, reference 34. Improving an agent's world model makes them more generally capable, but this also can make them less likely to spawn unintended consequences. Optimizers operating over longer time horizons will be able to accomplish more difficult goals, but this could also make models act more prudently and avoid taking irreversible actions. Examples of safety goals right-pointing arrow capabilities. Some argue that a safety goal is modeling user preferences, but depending on the preferences modeled, this can have predictable capabilities externalities. Recommender, advertisement, search, and machine translation systems make use of human feedback and revealed preferences to improve their systems. Recent work on language models uses reinforcement learning to incorporate user preferences over a general suite of tasks, such as summarization, question answering, and code generation. Reference 27, 53, 4. Leveraging task preferences, often styled as human values, can amount to making models more generally intelligent, as users prefer smarter models. Rather than model task preferences, researchers could alternatively minimize capabilities externalities by modeling timeless human values such as normative factors, reference 40, and intrinsic goods, e.g., pleasure, knowledge, friendship, and so on. Some argue that a safety goal is truthfulness, but making models more truthful can have predictable capabilities externalities. Increasing truthfulness can consist of increasing accuracy, calibration, and honesty. Increasing standard accuracy clearly advances general capabilities, so researchers aiming to clearly improve safety would do well to work more specifically towards calibration and honesty. Safety capabilities ratio. As we have seen, improving safety metrics does not necessarily improve our overall safety. Improving a safety metric can improve our safety, all else equal. However, often all else is not equal since capabilities are also improved, so our overall safety has not necessarily increased. Consequently, to move forward, safety researchers must perform a more holistic risk analysis that simultaneously reports safety metrics and capabilities externalities, so as to demonstrate a reduction in total risk. We suggest that researchers improve the balance between safety and general capabilities or, so to speak, improve a safety capabilities ratio. To be even more precautionary and have a less mixed effect on safety, we suggest that safety research aim to avoid general capabilities externalities. This is because safety research should consistently improve safety more than it would have been improved by default. This is certainly not to suggest that safety research is at odds with capabilities research. The overall effects of increased capabilities on safety are simply mixed, as established earlier. While developing AI precautiously, it would be beneficial to avoid a counterproductive safety versus capabilities framing. Rather, capabilities researchers should increasingly focus on the potential benefits from AI, and safety researchers should focus 8 practical recommendations. To help researchers have a less mixed and clearer impact on safety, we suggest 2 steps. First, researchers should empirically measure the extent to which their method improves their safety goal or metric, e.g., anomaly detection AUROC, adversarial robustness accuracy, etc. More concrete safety goals can be found in reference 33, and in appendix B. Second, researchers should measure whether their method can be used to increase general capabilities by measuring its impact on correlates of general capabilities, e.g., reward in Atari, accuracy on ImageNet, etc. With these values estimated, researchers can determine whether they differentially improved the balance between safety and capabilities. More precautious researchers can also note whether their improvement is approximately orthogonal to general capabilities and has minimal capabilities externalities. This is how empirical research claiming to differentially improve safety can demonstrate a differential safety improvement empirically. Application. Anomaly detection. To help concretize our discussion, we apply the various concepts in this section to anomaly detection. As shown in Figure 4, anomaly detection safety measures are correlated with the accuracy of vanilla models, but differential progress is possible without simply increasing accuracy. A similar plot is in a previous research paper, reference 31. The plot shows that it is possible to improve anomaly detection without substantial capabilities externalities, so work on anomaly detection can improve the safety capabilities balance. 5. Conclusion. We provided a guiding document to help researchers understand and analyze AIX risk. First, we reviewed general concepts for making systems safer, grounding our discussion in contemporary hazard analysis and system safety. Next, we discussed how to influence the safety of future systems via several long-term impact strategies, showing how individual AI researchers can make a difference. Finally, we presented an important AI-specific consideration of improving the safety capabilities balance. We hope our guide can clarify how researchers can reduce X risk in the long term and steer the processes that lead to strong AI in a safer direction. 9. Acknowledgements. We thank Thomas Woodside, Kevin Liu, Sidney Huff, Oliver Zhang, Stephen Bassard, Sudarshan Babu, Daniel McKee, Boxin Wang, Victor Gonzalez, Eustace Mills, and Huchen Lee for feedback. DH is supported by the NSFGRFP Fellowship and an open philanthropy project AI Fellowship. 10. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.